Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 25th. Former President Donald Trump is facing two major legal battles in New York today. First up, he's facing a deadline to pay the more than $460 million bond he owes for civil business fraud. And if he can't, New York's Attorney General could start the process of seizing his assets. And while that includes things like his golf courses and private properties in the state, Semaphore political reporter Shelby Talcott says prosecutors probably won't start there.
It's most likely to start with his bank accounts because that's where you can get some cash. And B, it's not like Letitia James is going to walk into Trump Tower today or tomorrow and seize it. These things take a lot of time. But it is really symbolic for Donald Trump. And he has built his persona on being this successful New York businessman.
And Trump's expected in court this morning for a hearing on his hush money case, where he's accused of a scheme to cover up payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels to stop her going public about an alleged affair. That trial was supposed to start today, but was delayed until next month. The Kremlin spokesperson has declined to comment on reports that the four suspects in Friday's deadly attack near Moscow had been tortured after their arrests. All four appeared very beaten up and injured as they were brought into the courtroom yesterday. One of them was carried in a medical wheelchair and with his eyes closed. The men were charged with committing a terrorist act and could spend the rest of their lives in prison and will be kept in preventative custody for 2 months before their trial. The four suspects are originally from the former Soviet Republic of Tajikistan and had been in Russia on either temporary or expired visas. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack that was Russia's deadliest in two decades, killing at least 137 people. The main UN agency working to get aid to Palestinians says Israel is going to block its food deliveries from getting into northern Gaza. The head of UNRWA says Israeli authorities informed the agency that they won't approve any future trucks into the area. CNN has reached out to officials for comment. Several countries paused funding for UNRWA after Israel accused a dozen of its staff members in January of being involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. But some have started sending money again. This comes as a report last week said famine could break out in northern Gaza any time between now and May. That led Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to accuse Israel of genocide in a speech on the House floor, which she defended to CNN's Jake Tapper.
The Israeli government and leaders in the Israeli government are intentionally denying, blocking, and slow-walking this aid and are precipitating a mass famine. I believe we have crossed the threshold of intent. It is horrific.
Israel has consistently denied accusations of genocide. Millions of Americans are on the verge of losing home internet access if Congress doesn't act. That's because the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, is expected to run out of funding at the end of next month. What it does is provide up to $30 a month in discounts on internet service to low-income households that qualify. The FCC warns that starting in May, more than 23 million households might lose their internet service or have to pay much higher bills to stay connected. Coming up, California's first fatal cougar attack in more than 20 years.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
A mountain lion killed a man in California over the weekend. The state's first fatal attack in more than two decades. Authorities say an 18-year-old called them Saturday around lunchtime to say he and his 21-year-old brother had been attacked by a cougar while they were hunting for antlers in the Georgetown area. The animal was later tracked down and killed. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.